Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. But we'll see if we can change that today with our contestant podcaster, Sam Peterson.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Mr. Wheatley. What a thrill and an honour to be here.
Thank you for being here, for shifting rooms, shifting pods, coming across, because you usually work next door.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a recycled. Just we keep going, us podcasters. We have to stick together.
In this house of ours, in this podcast house that we all live in.
Come over to your house. Yanni Donner guys are there.
Yeah.
Everybody is there. Anyone who podcasts. Apart from Will Anderson, we don't let him in.
He beams in from up north.
No philosophy for us. It's too serious.
How's Confessions of the Idiots going? That's your pod. Can you explain that for people who may not have heard it before?
Yeah, sure. It's a podcast I do every week where I find the weirdest online confessions on Reddit.com or any of the sites that have these weird online confessions. And I go down a rabbit hole every single week finding the most fucked confessions I can find. And look, I haven't run out, which says a lot about the world. Wow. over 3.5 years of doing the podcast.
It's a deep well.
It's a deep, deep well. And it's weird because, you know, I don't have the time to continually be looking up confessions. So now I get them on my Apple Watch. Like, they pop up when I was having a swim when we're able to or something. And it's like, I had sex with my dad, pops up on my watch. And it's like, it's not the best look.
Some people get on their watch, like, BBC News updates where, like, critical global events happen.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, have just the deepest secrets of the dark web.
That's right. That's why I don't think I'm going to be very good at this quiz. I just, all of my time goes to reading the most fuck stuff I can find. So I don't think I'm going to be the best at the quiz.
But we have a brains trust to help you out, which is good news. And it's always very normal people. Like, we never have any of the sort of deep web weirdos.
Not the trolls.
Loiter on Reddit. No. For example, today, let's meet them now. We have a producer from Hollywood, which is very exciting.
Oh, my goodness.
She actually greenlit Cats. It's hello to Casey Worship.
Well, hey, so great to be here today. I'm super excited.
Thank you for coming along.
I'm not too busy at the moment. No. You know, to be honest, I haven't worked for a while.
Is that right? When did that dry up for you? Is this a COVID-related thing, is it?
Look, it did coincide with the event of COVID, but it was more related, obviously, to the user experience of Cats the musical. Yeah. The movie musical. I thought it was great. Well, I still think it's great.
I loved an hour and a half of introductions. That's kind of my idea of a good film, when you meet, you know, all these characters. Even an hour and a half in, you're meeting the railway cat.
You've seen it, have you said?
I have seen it.
You do like weird shit, don't you?
I do. I love punishing myself.
You do like finding the worst of the worst.
That's right. I just want to know if this was the first thing you've ever greenlit. Was this your big opportunity,
no,
your big break?
No, funnily enough, I've been around for a while. I've been around forever. Right. I'm just one of those people that shows up on a lot of projects. And I'm enthusiastic right. about a lot of projects, really. You know, I mean, I don't have any creative background. I don't have really any background. I'm just one of those people that showed up in the industry and never left. And so I do get excited when I hear anything pitched to me. And I think that my strength in my career was that I said yes to everything. Mm. And I'm still ready to. In fact, that's why I'm here on this podcast today, to say that I'm ready to work with anyone's ideas.
Wow.
Wax Quizzical, the podcast, the musical, the movie.
I could do it. We could spend a lot of time introducing ourselves.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
I'm so positive about any idea. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Throw me an idea okay. and I'll make it. Really.
Okay. It's a guarantee from you. I will make it. I won't even read the script.
I didn't even read the script to Cats.
Well, it's all in the title, isn't it?
Well, you know, funnily enough, Karen, I actually only saw Cats once.
The movie or the musical?
This does not surprise me.
I saw the movie once. I loved mm-hmm. it. And I didn't want to tamper that experience by seeing it again, because my first interaction with it was so positive, I left on a high.
Well, thank you for being here, Casey. It's very exciting.
Okay. Yeah.
But the Brains Trust, Sam, doesn't end there. Mm. We also have...
I'm so glad.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he's... greenlit any movies, but he does like greenlitting a party space. It's a big hello to Hans in the Air.
Ah, guten Abend. Guten Abend. Oh, is it actually the Abend in Australia? The time conversions from Germany is a bit different. And I've also heard that Australia is about 20 years behind the modern world. So I'm not sure if it's the Abend or good evening or good morning.
No, it is. It is the Abend. And it must be bright and early for you. So thank you very much for joining here. Or are you just getting to bed now?
Actually, I am still in the nightclub, so uh-huh. apologies if you hear the doof doof.
And because we haven't spoken, Hans, in must be getting close to a year now. How's Party Party, your venue, going?
Yeah, it's been an interesting time, but actually, what happened with Party Party was very good, that we actually had a lock-in by accident. It was just a theme of a party. And then this COVID came around and people were like, So we just closed off the borders of the nightclub and we have just been hardcore partying since 2020. And
wow.
You know, it's we've got shots for everybody. Yep. We're all doing fine. It's quite fun.
It sounds like a hostage situation the way you're saying it. Do people still want to be in party?
Look, people haven't realized that actually, like, it's been 2 years now. Like sure. I said, the time is very distorted when you are in this and the lasers are going and the fog machine and there is some noise that you are not sure of, but it sounds like wailing, but it could be positive wailing. You know, all of that nightclub ambience is very difficult to understand. You've aged.
Positive wailing is a great description. Probably one of my favorite descriptions I've ever heard.
Yeah, exactly. Silver lining, silver wailing. But we actually realized that we've been partying for 2 years, and now by a default in German law we are now an independent state of our own right.
Wow.
So now we're having to come up with economic policies. We're trying to join the Eurozone again. We're not sure what our currency is anymore. It's quite interesting and difficult to own a country.
It is tricky. Just ask Scott Morrison. All right, shall we do a quiz?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Absolutely.
And to find a new musical as we're doing it.
We have 10 questions / ideas for movies. Question number one. The A380 is made by which aviation company? The A380 is made by which aviation company? Do you remember flying, Sam?
Oh, I remember it fondly. I remember sitting so close to people, babies crying, people sneezing openly and proudly. I remember so many beautiful things about it, and I can't wait to get back. I don't know much about anything. I know a few things about people. I know a lot about Whoopi Goldberg. Karen Elaine Johnson's her real name. You know, I know some facts about people, very specific facts.
Shall we open? We'll open this quiz by listing
if you could
the
do
facts
it with Whoopi.
You do know.
Yeah, that'd be great. It'd be a very short podcast, but I could definitely do that. I know stuff about heaps of, not much. I have no idea who would have invented
The
A380? The A380, yeah. I know A3 paper. It's a type of paper, but the 80, I don't know so much.
It's not a type of paper, actually. It's a size of paper.
A size of paper, of course. Very close, so I don't even know that.
We'll go to the Brains Trust.
Are both of you flyers?
Oh, I'm a frequent flyer.
Oh, yeah.
Both in identity.
You identify as a frequent flyer.
I identify as a frequent flyer, you know.
You're gold, platinum.
I'm triple platinum certified.
Triple plat.
Yeah, wow. I am. So the issue is that I usually travel in private jets. So I usually jump onto one of Taylor's jets. That's how we got her in the show. She hasn't invited me back for a while, but... I also tend to jump on board Kanye's jet wherever possible. He doesn't know I've been doing that. Yeah. I'm thinking that maybe it is Lufthansa.
Ah, you've heard of Lufthansa. They are from Germany.
I know they are. Yeah. And I actually went to Germany when I produced the movie Atomic Blonde.
Oh, you have been to my old country, because now technically I am not from there because I started my own country by accident.
Does Party Party have an airline? Do they have a national airline?
Yeah, we are Lufthansa in the air. And we don't really have many aircrafts, but you know sometimes when you would go to the supermarket and there would be the little thing that the kids get in and you pay a 50 cent and it goes back and forward. That is our main aircraft. Yeah. It just goes slightly back and forward, maybe a few inches forward and dramatically a few inches backwards. But that's the only plane in our fleet at the moment. I don't know if you can call it a fleet, but we will call it a fleet because it sounds more impressive.
Okay, well, Lufthansa or Lufthansa in the air are the two options available to you so far. So I'm not sure if they're makers of planes. I think Boeing makes planes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, what's the other one? The Airbus?
Virgin, obviously. Virgin. Who
no,
else?
But they don't make planes. They fly planes. You know what I mean?
Boeing seems like it would be correct, but also don't want to go against...
But also, Boeing sounds like a fun word. You just want to say Boeing.
Boeing.
Boeing. Boeing. And that's also the sound that my plane makes when it goes back and forward. It's Boeing, Boeing. Boeing.
It's a shame the name was taken.
It's just fun.
It just feels like Boeing was talking about 747s a while ago. So how could they be at 348?
That's true.
They would
That's
have
true.
To go back in time and unmake planes. This is... Wow.
So, I'm not sure. Oh, sorry. I think you might be confused. I'm not sure that it's the number of planes that they've made.
Oh, I'm sure that it is. Yeah. And trust me. When
it's silly otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I have an instinct, it's usually right.
Well, 100%. Well. I strongly agree.
I don't know if you can rely on your Brains Trust there, Sam, but yeah. What would you like to lock in? The A380 is made by which aviation company?
Because I'm going to have to go with Boeing because I know it as a company that does make planes. Lufthansa, I don't know. Do I get an extra point for saying I know who designed the Lufthansa logo, which is Otto Acker, the wonderful graphic designer? Do I get an extra point for that if I don't get it wrong? Is it? Can I? No.
No. Question two. Which eight-letter word, a synonym for calling out, has five consecutive vowels? Which eight-letter word... which is a synonym for calling out, has five consecutive vowels. I think we'll go straight to the Brains Trust here because hands in the air, I imagine calling out is a massive part of the life in the People's Republic of Party Party.
Yeah, we actually, sometimes we yell. We actually have a quiet room where it's actually confuses people because people think, oh, I'm going in for a bit of quiet, but actually... you are just yelling a bit quieter than outside of the room. It's it's about perspective. From the room, you know.
It's not like a spa to an ice bath. It's sort of like a heated pool to a spa.
Exactly. It's about graduation. It seems a bit silly to just go from one extreme to the other, you know. That
because the Berlin party scene is all about subtlety.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you go from the A380 to the 747. You don't go from the 747 to the 380, you know?
That would be crazy. Yeah.
It's graduation. Just to reaffirm the first point, but I don't think we have any fowls. We don't have small birds in our language. You have little chickens in your alphabet. Is this correct?
No, sorry. So
Fowl.
Vowel.
Yeah, fowl.
Yeah, fowl.
You are funny people. You make me laugh.
So one of the Baines Trust doesn't understand what you said.
Good question. Unfortunately not. So we'll check in with the other one. Casey Worship, right. In the screening of Cats that you saw, was everyone calling out?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people were calling out. Taylor's agent was there. She was calling out. We also had Judi Dench's daughter. Idris Elba was there. Idris Elba didn't actually call out. He walked out. Tabitha, my assistant, was making cat noises, which leads me to believe that I know the correct answer to this question, which is meow.
Meow. So the answer to which eight-letter word synonym for calling out has five consecutive vowels?
Well, there's actually five E's in meow.
It depends how you write it. In the script, it probably was, yeah.
In the script, that's I added it in. It was my contribution. I went through and I spell-checked each meow and I added in a couple of E's.
Great.
It's the little touches that make a piece of art great. And I think that right now, I know that you're all laughing at Cats the Musical, but in 20 years, I think you won't be.
I won't be watching it.
Well, it's actually quite interesting because sometimes I go around and I add a couple of E's as well, and that also improves the experience of people around me in my work.
You are such a wild party boy. It is crazy.
Oh, danke schön.
Which eight-letter word? Do you want to put meow with five E's, or you could go your own way, Sam?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go meow with. I'm gonna rely on. I didn't do it last time. I'm gonna rely on my Brains Trust this time. And obviously, you know, you're not accepting other things that I know as points, so I'm just gonna have to lock in meow.
I love that confidence and initiative of yours, Sam. I think it's just absolutely to be commended. Those kind of instincts can take you all the way to where I've been.
Past tense.
Wow, I would love to on Kanye's private jet that he doesn't know you're on. Yeah, it sounds incredible.
What position did Jeff Sessions hold in the United States government? Do you remember the Trump era?
I do fondly. I look back fondly on the Trump era.
Have you ever come across any confessions online that feel like they're from politicians? Like any sort of...
There are a lot. There's lots of hidden bodies and there's a lot that I think could easily be... Some sort of affair is always up there and I feel like it's usually a politician writing something like that. I'm going to say I feel like he was in the Senate. Was he a senator? I don't know. Does my brain trust... Do you agree with me there?
Well, I mean, hands into air, you must follow politics as you're now a politician. You obviously, you're in the game.
From what I have understood from my preliminary negotiations with the United States of America, his position was the missionary. If I remember correctly, when we were in the room, he was missionary.
What were some of the other positions that members of the United States government were in?
This could be an episode of Are You Being Served quite easily.
Yeah, well, I was surprised. Some of them were quite flexible with their policies. You know, some of them were quite aggressive with their tactics. You know, it's quite a heated debate and sometimes it gets sweaty. But I'm not opposed to Bikram. But I do remember there was a Clinton, and I cannot remember which one from memory. It is all a bit of a blur. But definitely Downward Dog was involved somewhere.
I'm not going to lock that in. I feel like I don't want to lock in Downward Dog.
That's fine. We all don't have the stretch in our hamstrings to pull it off.
There's a pull it off joke there, Kyron, if you want it. It's open to it.
I caught it, yeah. Caught it. Grabbed it with both hands.
God, you're a pro.
Casey Worship, have you greenlit any movies, any sort of autobiographical cinema?
I'm so glad you asked because I have a great idea that I actually just greenlit today.
Wow, so you're back in the game because I thought you were out of the game after Cats.
Oh,
so
I'm
back.
On Airtasker and I have just greenlit a drama school graduates solo show.
And so they went to Airtasker looking for... Green lighter.
That's my job title.
Green lighter.
The professional green lighter.
Pronouncing gas wrong. No closer, unfortunately, to knowing what position Jeff Sessions held in the United States government.
Oh, I think he was Trump's green lighter.
Trump's green lighter. He greenlit Trump.
I think he greenlit Trump. I think he actually was responsible probably for green lighting a lot of Trump's tweets.
I can assist here, Sam, because...
Okay, great.
I remember him being the Attorney General of the United States.
Attorney General, okay.
For a brief period of time. There was a few attorney generals during the Trump era. Because it's tricky with the laws. So
they can't be specific, you know. You can't be attorney law. You can't be attorney, you know, does the groceries. It's just general. Because anything could come up because it's politics. It's
sure.
Yeah, you've got to be broad. You've got to have a broad,
be broad. Attorney broad.
Let's go with attorney general.
Unless you want to lock in missionary. I don't know. It's
up to you. You never want to lock in the missionary because you need to spice things up.
Question four. Who is the famous aunt of Australian singer and actress Totti Goldsmith?
Is it Whoopi Goldberg? Very similar. Is it Whoopi Goldberg?
What's Whoopi? What did you say Whoopi's?
Karen Elaine Johnson is her full name.
Do you know why she changed her name?
Whoopi is because she farted a lot on stage, and so they went with Whoopi. And Johnson, yeah, no, that's actually true. And her and Goldberg because her mum thought in that time Johnson wasn't Jewish enough to make it in the industry, so she changed her surname to Goldberg and first name Whoopi. Can I lock that in?
If you want, but it's maybe worth checking with the brains. Yeah. On who is the famous aunt of Australian singer and actress Totti Goldsmith. Have you ever had Totti Goldsmith through Party Party?
I can't say I've had a Totti Goldsmith. It's actually a very confusing question because in my culture, everybody is your family friend is auntie and uncle.
Right.
So that means everybody that I have ever met generally has become my auntie and uncle at some point. So it's just a potential of everyone, with the exception that after certain interactions, sometimes people become daddy. Oh, but when I think of famous Australians,
Daryl Summers?
That Down Under guy comes to mind.
Paul Hogan?
Yeah, that one. Why not?
Okay.
Sounds like a fun aunt.
He does. He is a fun aunt. I think either Kate or Nicole or Jackie Weaver. Oh, no, I'm just adding people now. It's not Daryl. It's not Paul. Well, I think I'll go Jackie Weaver. Weaver is an international superstar and it could definitely be her. Or Whoopi Goldberg. But let's go with Jackie.
Did you know that Jackie Weaver was actually in a relationship with Darren Hinch?
Yes. Yes. Isn't that amazing?
And did you know she is actually not a weaver? She makes terrible products. I bought
both
one
great
and
facts. Both great
terrible,
facts.
Terrible stitch work. Never again.
Question number five. Quasi, Captain Barnacles, Peso and Dashi are members of which animated TV collective?
The Octonauts.
I'll lock in Octonauts. Question six. Name the Irish author of A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, who died on January 13th. 1941, aged 58. I mean, essentially, we're looking for an Irish author.
Dan Murphy.
Died.
Can I go to my brains trust for this? I mean, you know, is it Andrew Lloyd Webber? I know he's not Irish, but maybe he was born
Andrew
in Ireland.
Lloyd Webber is so hot right now. Really, he is.
He is. No, you've really got your finger on the pulse, Casey. I can see.
I was going to say Sinead O'Connor until I heard the died in 1941 thing. I'm going to say James Joyce.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Why James Joyce? What's brought you to that?
Look, there's a lot of buzz about James Joyce at the moment.
He is a buzzy. He's a buzzy author. Everyone's talking about Andrew Lloyd Webber, James Joyce.
Yeah, and Dennis Quaid is another one. Dennis Quaid is on everyone's lips.
Yes. Yeah.
Not, a lot of people talking about
figuratively,
that.
Figuratively, unfortunately.
Look, I haven't got any options. I think we go with James Joyce.
Question seven. Where in the body is the limbic system?
The limbic system. I have a heart condition, Kyron, and I don't even know the name of it. Like someone, I know the shortened version of it. Like I know it's SVT, but anytime anyone asks me, they go, what's that short for? And I go, I actually just don't know. And I could have looked it up. So I've had it for 5 years. I could have looked it up at any point.
The people who can do something about it, they know what it is.
What can I do about a limbic system as well? What am I going to do about that?
Casey Worship.
Yeah.
Cats is a difficult film.
Sure. It was difficult to make.
Is it all CGI or is that makeup?
Yeah, look, it's a combination of both, Kyron. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was my call. They said, should we do it the way they did it with Tim Curry? Should we do it with just face makeup, talented dancers on the stage? And I said, no, I said, no. I said, we use every piece of technology we have available to us, and we put it all over their faces, but we leave the bits that let you know that it's not a cat.
Wow.
So if somebody has breasts, if somebody had hands,
yeah,
we didn't want any paws. If somebody,
thumbs.
That's it. If somebody has a human
limbic
nose,
system.
Teeth, all of the limbic system, we left it all in. And some people would say it was spooky.
Some people said it was shit.
Did you have to study, Casey?
I've never studied anything. No. I have no background in anything. And that's the thing. That's how you make it in Hollywood. You just start really young. You make sure you're always there. You make sure you're always saying yes. And you get a career. That's how it works.
Is there a chance your parents were in the industry?
Yeah, funny you ask. My mother is Nicole Kidman.
Wow. Hands in the air, did you study before opening Party Party?
Oh, yes. You know, we have quite a vigorous education system in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Vigorous, you know, is it?
Vigorous, with an F. You know, I like to think that I know a lot of things about a lot of things. Jack of all trades... full stop.
Yeah.
as the saying goes, but I have not really heard of a limbic system. I've heard of system of a down. Mm. I've heard of systemic trauma. Hopefully it's nothing to do with that, because that sounds positively bad.
Difficult to riff on.
Yeah, it's difficult to riff on sad stuff. So I like to riff on positive stuff, like, you know, party and sex with American politicians, you know, the lighthearted stuff.
Yeah.
But I would have to say, if I was a limbic system, like I like to do a little bit of role play, like if I was a limbic system and I had capillaries and I had blood and, you know, maybe some muscles and some epithelial cells just for fun, I would put myself in my brain because I'm like, that's where the party is at. Those neurons are pumping. Those axon potentials are up and then they're down. And it's just like, what is happening?
The brain. Where do you think I should go with this, Kyron? Do you think I should go with the esophagus region?
I haven't heard of the limbic system before, but I do know that sometimes the answer finds a way. Sometimes. So knowing that, just from recording a few of these quizzes now, I'd put the brain.
Let's go with the brain.
I'll put the brain. Question number 8. Name the trainer of champion mare Winx. Name the trainer of champion mare Winx. Winx is a horse, ran in the Melbourne Cup.
I'm thinking of a great idea for a film. Is humans made a little bit CGI'd to look like horses?
Wow.
Oh, I like that.
Mm.
Okay.
What would you call that, you reckon?
Yeah.
Horses,
yeah.
Yeah.
You are so creative. So creative.
I would say that the trainer was called Peter.
Just a first name.
Yeah.
Just Peter.
Yeah, no, if I was you, I'd probably go with one of the big famous trainers from the Melbourne Cup. You know, you've got your Gay Waterhouses.
I think I've been there before.
That's a name. Sorry.
Gay Waterhouse.
Is that a rival club, is it?
Yeah, it's good. I've got to admit, I've had some fun times. But, you know, I like to speak well of my rivals. But, sorry, I interrupted. Carry on.
Is Gay still working? Is she still, you know, is she still out and about? Is she still...
I think so. I think she's still in the industry. It's hard to remember which ones have been... like found guilty of something and which ones are still working.
I have no idea. I think we just go with Gay. I feel like it's the only, it's a big name.
Yeah, and I personally would always go with the Gays.
Yeah, if you're unsure, go Gay. Question number 9. The current Dalai Lama is what number Dalai Lama?
Oh my goodness.
Have you been counting them? Sam?
I haven't been counting them. I feel like the Dalai Lama has been the Dalai Lama since I've been alive. I feel like he's been the guy.
Is this inspiring an idea for a movie,
Casey? Yeah, I'm thinking 100 Dalai Lamas all in a field.
Wow.
CGI'd to look like cats. And I'm thinking we give them each a song where they just talk about their job. But each Dalai Lama lives in a different country. And one of the Dalai Lamas is stealing other Dalai Lamas in the night. And at the end of the film, one Dalai Lama will ascend to some kind of ambiguous Dalai heaven on a chandelier.
Oh, she's still going.
And we should call it the Dalai Lama Lemma.
Well, yeah, maybe we could have them CGI'd as llamas.
Are you sure? Because that would be quite divergent from your previous work, you know. You don't want to take too many creative leaps.
No, but I mean, put Jack Black as the lead Dalai Lama and you can do anything. Yeah.
You've got a movie.
Has the Dalai Lama ever been through Party Party, Hans Hintier? Or is he more of a Gay Waterhouse frequenter?
Oh.
I don't know.
Shiligung, I just have a hay fever, as you would say. Yeah. You know, like, they are very quiet, non-political. They like to go to all and respect all of the different nations, regardless of political tension. So, yes, he has been to the Gay Waterhouse.
Yes.
But he's also given a talk here. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, I gave a talk, and I thought it was going to be about peace and belonging, or maybe ascending to be better. But it was actually on different types of taps and faucets that you can use for plumbing. And I was I was like, is this a metaphor? And I just think that potentially it was just as a side hustle of plumbing.
So Jesus was a carpenter, the Dalai Lama was a plumber.
Yeah, you know, it makes people a bit more, like, accessible. You know, you can connect. Mm. You're like, I also want to achieve a higher status of being, but also my tap is leaky.
Maybe he thought that you were the Gay Waterhouse, because it feels like they would need a bit of advice on the plumbing.
Mm. Oh, goodness. Then I wonder what talk he gave the Waterhouse then. That's it. But I don't know if you're allowed to go on the internet to find answers to this question, but maybe you could look at their LinkedIn. Maybe their LinkedIn would say when they started the job.
Yeah, that's right.
You could, and then you can see when they started and what position the Dalai Lama holds.
Yeah, missionary or downward dog or
upward llama.
Upward llama. Yes. But the current Dalai Lama is what number? Dalai Lama.
52nd.
We found ourselves at a number, so that's good. That's closer than anywhere we've been so far. Don't they get it from birth? Like, doesn't he die?
Why are you a Dalai Lama from birth?
Yeah, and then the next one's picked when they're a baby.
Yeah, and I actually know what happens. It is kind of cool. And so when the Dalai Lama passes away, they search and they have items that belong to the Dalai Lama in his life, and they take it around to different children. And if a child responds like they know that what that object is, then they are chosen as the new Dalai Lama because they are the reincarnate.
Wow. So what sort of objects do they use for this?
A spanner,
a plumber, force. Of course.
Tools. A tool belt.
You know, and it comes in a cool, like, they get the option. They get a tool kit with plumbing stuff in it.
So what is that plumbing stuff again? Because you got spanner, so you know one. But what are some of the other tools that a plumber uses?
You've got the pipe thing.
The
translation in German sometimes is a bit off, and that is 100% why I cannot say them in English.
So what is it in German then? Sorry.
It is the Pipeschule, and that is for schuling the pipe. And then you have the Wasser ist dies, and that is for water flow. And it goes straight through. And in the Dalai Lama's possessions is a box full of all of these very real objects. And if the child starts fixing the house, then they know this is the next Dalai Lama.
So then, so it is a baby then that takes over the Dalai Lama. So therefore, they've got to live an entire life. So, you know, if...
It's a long time.
Exactly.
If they're all lasting as long as the current Dalai Lama.
Imagine going for puberty for the 50th time. You know, you're giving a talk to the ambassadors of the UN and you're getting an accidental hard-on. Like, that is just in front of Angela, all people, Dalai Lama.
So... If it was 50, that could be very quickly 3,000 odd years stacked up immediately.
Yeah. I think we go with 4 or 5. I reckon we go pretty low. I reckon we go 3 or 4, 4 or 5. Maybe let's just go 3. Let's go 4. Let's go 4 Dalai Lamas.
Lock in 4. Can I get a 5? Lock in 4. Do I have 5? Lock in 4.
Let's,
four.
Let's just go for 5. I'm feeling lucky. Go for 5. Lock in 5.
Question number 10. Final question.
Wow.
A green ribbon promotes awareness of what health issue? A green ribbon promotes awareness of what health issue? Does
SVT.
SVT. Does SVT have a ribbon?
I make ribbons for it. I've been trying to sell them.
I mean, because you don't know what the disease is, I think we can all agree it needs its awareness promoted.
It really does. I could not agree more.
I think the answer might be in the color green. So I'm thinking maybe gangrene.
Gangrene,
raising awareness for gangrene.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I feel like I've seen green ribbons raising money for cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. I feel like that has a green ribbon. Maybe it's just green.
Money is green.
Capitalism. It is raising money for capitalism.
Oh, and capitalism needs money.
Oh.
How do you feel you did today? I mean, you got so Octonauts.
Okay. Great. That's exciting.
Well, I mean, I don't know that yet, but you were so confident.
I was pretty confident about it. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're going to get 1 point.
Let's find out. Question number one was the A380 is made by which aviation company? You said Boeing, but it's Airbus.
Airbus.
Oh. Never heard of it.
A bus in the air. No. That is silly.
Question number two. Which eight-letter word, a synonym for calling out, has 5 consecutive vowels? You said meow with 5 E's, but it's cooeying.
Oh, cooeying.
Jeff Sessions held what position in the United States government? You said Attorney General, and you're correct.
1 point. There we go. That's already a point.
1 point.
Oh. Yeah, actually, now I remember it could have been doggy.
Question number four. Who is the famous aunt of Australian singer and actress Tottie Goldsmith? You said Jackie Weaver, but it's Olivia Newton-John. Quasi, Captain Barnacles, Peso and Dashy are members of which animated TV collective? You said the Octonauts, and it's the Octonauts.
2 points. It feels good. I don't know why I know that. That's quite sad.
Question six. Name the Irish author of A Portrait of the Artist as a young man who died on January 13th, 1941, age 58. You said James Joyce, and it's James Joyce. Question number seven. Where is the body in the limbic system? You said the brain, and it's the brain. Question eight was name the trainer of a champion mare, Winx. You said Gay Waterhouse, but it's Chris Waller.
Oh, I was just about Waller, bing, to say bang. Chris Waller, actually.
That's a shame. Question nine, the current Dalai Lama is what number Dalai Lama? You said 5, but it's 14.
So many.
It's surprising that company is still going. That is quite a long time to run an organization.
True. Question 10, a green ribbon promotes awareness of what health issue? You said cerebral palsy, but it's mental health. So no point there. That's 4 out of 10, the average score.
Oh. Wow. Well, Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you so much, Sam. Congratulations on 4 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you to your wonderful Brains Trust as well. It was an honour getting to know you, and obviously I'm looking forward to your next project and a true crime podcast being made about Hans and Party Party very soon. Yes.
Well, that sounds like my next project, so thank you so much for giving me that amazing idea.
We will talk. We will exchange Zoom numbers after.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is that your next project, Casey, or are you working on a sort of autobiographical drama, perhaps?
Would it be called autobiographical if it's about someone else? Because there is this amazing girl that I found on Airtasker, Isabella Vallette. She's asked me to help her produce some comedy, and I said yes. And so I'm just so excited to put her out there. I'm going to CGI her into a bunch of different animals and see what happens.
She must be excited about that.
Yeah, but before that happens, you can catch her online on Instagram at Isabella Vallette. That's her name. And you'll find me on LinkedIn too.
Great. Thank you for being here, Casey Worship.
Okay.
And Hans and Dia, thanks for dropping in again.
Kein problem. It has been such fun to get away from the, you know, the slight stress of running your own country.
Slight stress.
Who's filling in while you're away? Do you have a deputy that takes over?
Yeah, they are the attorney specific, and they are called AJ Lamarck, but they zoom in because they actually live in the Sydney in Australia, which is I believe very close to where you are.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, when they are not being the deputy president of Party Party Land, you know, they are also on the Instagram at AJ Lamarck, spelled French. Which is French, huh? They are our neighbors, but sometimes we like to play with each other. So it is Q-U-E, not K for Lamarck. They're on the TikTok because they are also thinking they are very young and cool, but actually they are not. It is very funny, but on the socials and LinkedIn auch.
Well, great. Hans in the air, thank you so much for being here. And Sam, again, congratulations. 4 out of 10. Confessions of the Idiots is in the app that you're in right now.
All of the apps, wherever you find all your podcast, Confessions of the Idiots.
That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.